1 week remaining in the Illinois General Assembly's spring legislative session. The budget is top of mind, not just for lawmakers, but for a lot of areas and agencies that get state funding. Maybe chief among those could be higher education. SIU President Randy Dunn is in studio with us. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So the budget is top of mind, as
yes.
It has been for so many months now. With a week remaining, do you think there will be a compromise?
Well, let's be optimistic. It's a week and a day.
Okay.
You know, it becomes very difficult to predict at this point. And I hearken back to the time when I worked in a state agency and then certainly as a university president. When you get this close to the end, when there is a lot of deal-making yet to be done, as obviously is the case now, it gets very difficult to predict just how things will unfold to come to the end of session. As the governor stated yesterday, there certainly is the time and ability to come up with a grand bargain for a budget. I want to stay optimistic, but the days are ticking down, and every day that goes by, it gets more and more difficult. And it's going to be something that we can't see this start on Sunday night or Monday Memorial Day. I mean, we're going to have to start to see some movement sometime this week if that's going to happen. So I guess I would say I'm, you know, not altogether planning for this to get done. However, there is going to need to be some additional stopgap or payment of MAP money. As you know, we have a bill that's sitting out there now in front of the governor. We are not going to be in a situation where all the state universities can necessarily carry themselves over well into the fall or certainly until we get past the general election in November. So if it appears that we're not going to see a grand bargain, a final deal, I think you're going to see us pivot in trying to figure out what's one more stopgap to carry the universities on through until potentially sometime after the election.
How will SIU do without a budget? We did get some of the stopgap
yes.
funding here just a couple
yeah.
weeks
ago. In fact,
ago.
We had another. We've had payments really fairly consistently since the bill passed, so it's helped our cash flow, no doubt about it.
How long does that last?
Well, for SIU as a system, we have identified pretty closely. I'm looking for wood to knock on here, but we have identified pretty well the means to carry us through to that November date. Now, we may have to do a little bit that's creative to allow us to carry that out, but I sit here today saying I'm pretty comfortable that even if there is no fix, no budget, we can figure out how to maneuver things to get us to November. But it's going to be a tough go. There's no doubt about that. Again, using that unrestricted cash that we have available to us to allow cash flow, doing the same things that we'd been doing, slowing down vendor payments and going to the funds that we have available with reserves, et cetera, and spending those down. Some of our other institutions, though, in the state cannot do that. They've made very clear. They've been very public. Chicago State, of course, is the worst-case scenario that's out there now, but both Eastern and Western have indicated that they're going to need an additional stopgap to get into fall, and I don't think you're going to see an individual university selected for payment or support. So it well could be the case that we're going to see, again, a second stopgap or possibly the MAP payment, although I'm less optimistic about that as well, to carry all of us through. But we'll be okay at SIU. Once we hit that November-December date, then we get past election. At that point, we've got to see something happen.
You and other higher education leaders have been talking about the effect of the budget, not just in terms of money, but in terms of how long it's going to take to dig out from something like
right.
this. Part of that is because you won't see as many new freshmen.
Yes.
There's a report out this morning from the Associated Press that numerous public universities are seeing a decline in new student enrollment, and it's because the high school seniors are saying, I don't know about the certainty at these institutions.
I haven't seen the specific numbers on the AP report, but I've heard the news coverage, Jennifer, as this station and others have carried it. And that comports certainly with what we're seeing, not just at SIU campuses, but around the state of Illinois. Even at our Edwardsville campus, which is typically seen anywhere from 2 to 4% growth in enrollment, they're still on track to have growth for this fall. But interestingly, their first-time freshman numbers are down at Edwardsville. That's very unusual. They haven't seen that for many years. We see it suppressed at the Carbondale campus as well. Of course, we've had greater challenges at SIUC, but even more so, and we attribute that to the uncertainty in the state budget. And of course, if you go to some of the other schools, we stay in touch with our sister publics in the state, and some are seeing these just amazingly high numbers of decrease in terms of percentage for first-time freshmen. Again, I hate to sound like I'm picking on them, but Eastern and Western have been reporting anywhere between 20-22% decline in new students coming to the institution. We're not in that difficult of straits at SIU, but I do think it's taking its toll. And anecdotally, we know it in talking to parents, students who are coming here for visits and that type of thing.
This among the many issues that we continue to talk about, both at SIU and in higher education in general. Dr. Dunn, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jennifer.